And good morning, folks, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers here on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, November 12th, 2016. We say welcome to you folks out there. We'll be right back after this song. Stay tuned, folks.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
And we are back, and you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this morning. We've got John and Josh on the line. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John, why don't you start us off with a word of prayer this morning, if you would, please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly this morning, Lord. Grateful. Grateful that you heard the cries of your people who are called by your name. Father, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that when your people who are called by your name humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. And Father, we know that the election results, and Tuesday night, our direct result of that prayer, along with another prayer that a small group, a remnant, has been praying and singing for 10 years, called the Mighty Weapon. So, Father, we praise you. You know that we've been praying for years for a revival. Well, a revival can only come when the Spirit of God's people is awakened. And Father, we know it was much like Ezekiel 37 that day, that those dry bones, those that have been waiting for the rapture, those that have given up and just waited for the end, were awoken. And they came out in droves. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you breathed your breath into your people and that you delivered a nation. But Father, our work is far from done. It is our job now as the remnant to pray for those leaders, to bind them into the authority of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the Vice President, who's boldly said, Jesus Christ is now in the White House. Father, we know that none of this could possibly take place without your hand. And we thank you, Lord. The Democratic Party, I believe in the physical realm, they had it won. They had cheated enough. They had rigged the machines. They had done everything that they can in the physical realm to win that election, and they could not believe that they lost. And that was your hand, Lord. I thank you that you allowed me to witness that as I watched it on TV, and their disbelief and the fact that they would not give him the additional 16 electoral votes, Father. They could not believe it. And even as some of the media outlets proclaimed the winner, there were those that would not. But Father, we ask now that all of those people that were awakened, Father, that you would remove the scales from their eyes and unstop their ears, and that they would be searching for truth. Lord, this ministry has been built on the truth of the Word of God. Coming up on 40 years. And Father, we have had just a taste of the power of the Holy Spirit. So Father, I pray that you would merge that great truth, Lord, with all of the power of the Holy Spirit. Your word says 6 times greater things than this you will do. Father, we want to do that. We want those greatest gifts, and we know that you can't give them to us until we put aside our own selfish wills, wants, needs, and desires, until we dedicate our lives to serving you, until we make up our mind that we will love you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, no matter what the consequences. So, Father, we thank you for this second chance. We thank you for the awakening. Guide and direct us, Lord. Lead us. Let your Holy Spirit convict each and every one of us of what we need to do each day. Do not let us fall asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel once again. We claim this nation to the service of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and it once again will be a Christian nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. You know, I think it's awful interesting that, boy, I tell you what, just all kinds of stuff going on in the news here lately. You know, they had these riots down here in Denver, anti-Trump riots, and I guess they grew into quite to something. I don't know the extent of it. You know, it's kind of interesting because the media is really trying to cover it up. There isn't been a whole lot that I have seen on the news, snooze media. I don't know how, John, did you see anything on the local riots at all?
I witnessed it.
You did witness.
We actually I went down on Thursday night to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes banquet, which is a good cause, by the way. But somehow, some way, the Lord's made a door for this Fellowship of Christian Athletes to be able to get into the public school system and into the sports programs and to tell these young athletes about Jesus. But I went down to that banquet, and we got out of there about, I don't know, I imagine it was about 11 o'clock at night, and started heading back, and it was all the way from South Denver in the tech center, and got to about Spear Boulevard, and all of a sudden, traffic stops. And you look around, and there's all these people coming onto the highway, and basically they're... there's probably, I don't know, I would say 1,000 people.
They were actually coming onto the interstate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got the interstate stopped. But then they start mingling through the cars, you know? So, the thought that came to my mind is, these dummies don't realize that this isn't Chicago. We're armed in the West. the police came and I think just the sound of the sirens and all that, they kind of just fled from there. But if you look at what's going on in Oregon, I mean, there's they have said there was at one point 4,000 protesters throwing rocks at police, and they had to use plastic bullets and tear gas, and so yeah, it's nice that they're accepting and tolerant of Christian beliefs and morality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what they have had. They came out with on the news, and they said that the Yale University, they had a whole list of all these different universities and these schools. And man, I tell you what, the list went on and on and on. And it was the day after the election, they came out with this list and sent out letters that talked about if you need to take the day off because you're unhappy about the election, you can take the day off. If you need counseling, you can get extra counseling. Just all kinds of stuff. And rather shocking. I mean, stuff that I'd never expected to see before, just, you know, happening.
Yeah, absolutely. There was letters going out from the presidents of universities, even here in Colorado, that just, like you said, I think the day after the election on Wednesday morning, probably about half of the liberals in higher education didn't show up. I mean, they were mourning. And people are just walking around with their faces down, and of course there were some of us that were rejoicing, but that's a direct result and a product of no one ever loses, you know, like in these stupid sports programs anymore, everybody gets a trophy no matter what. Even if they don't even know what the sport is, they get a trophy. If they're on the sidelines watching, they get a trophy. So they got a mentality of youth that thinks, well, I can't win. I mean, I can't lose. There's no way I can lose. I always win, you know?
Right.
And then now they're in college, which they're being even more indoctrinated into that belief. And then when their socialist, communist agenda and their socialist world collapses down around them, they don't know what to do.
If I had to describe that group, I would say that they were in a state of disbelief. They honestly could not believe that something had happened opposite of what their will was.
Yeah, that's an excellent description. But I really believe in the physical realm. In the physical realm, they had cheated enough that they thought there was no way that they could lose. And God said, you know, they make their plans, and he sits in the heavens and he laughs at them. And that's what we witnessed that night.
Yep, I agree. You know, and as far as a man, I don't have any faith in Donald Trump as just say he's a man walking around. But I do have faith that he can be a tool in the hand of God that can do a lot of good work here in this country.
Yep.
And the choices that he had, you know, you had one that was openly for Satan and the deeds of darkness, didn't even try to cover it up. And then you had a man, a white man, claiming to be a Christian, you know, and has put his money where his mouth is. So,
yeah. Well, I have been convicted. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I had been convicted a couple of weeks before before the election that we needed to fast and to pray and to cry out and I had traveled around the country pretty much, traveled about, I don't know, 4,000 miles in 2 weeks and met with different groups of men and basically that's what we did. We fasted. We hit our knees. We prostrated ourselves. We cried out for a nation, for mercy. And I believe God answered that prayer.
No. I do too, and I couldn't tell you how many people that I've heard saying they were praying for our country. They were praying for our country. And
yeah,
whenever you got that many people that are praying earnestly, seeking the Lord's will in this place, and when you get a result, you be thankful for that result, and you keep praying. Like you said, the job not over, it just started. We need to continue to pray and lift up our leaders and pray they will be followers of Christ, godly Christian men that make the right decisions, that make the tough decisions, and don't back down.
Well, I think we witnessed a step in the right direction yesterday. If you were listening to Wednesday night prayer meeting and the Hope is Alive program on Wednesday night, our specific prayer was that they would surround themselves with men that had morality, men that knew Jesus Christ, men that loved the Lord, and there was a pretty significant development regarding that yesterday as President-elect Trump removed Chris Christie as the head of the transition team and replaced him with Mike Pence. Well, I don't know if you've seen the video out there, but there's a video that Mike Pence apparently had sent out the Sunday before the election to all of these churches, and apparently a lot of churches played it that Sunday morning. And what it basically said was, I'm a Christian. I don't remember exactly the words, but it was, I think I'm a Christian. I'm a father, and I'm a politician or something like that. But he said, in that order. So Christianity was his number one thing. And he says, Jesus Christ is the center of my life and the center of my family's life. And he says, you know, that decision has obviously impacted my life in many different ways. But it was just refreshing to actually hear a politician that would say that Jesus Christ is the center of my life. And one of the headlines from that was that Jesus Christ is now in the White House. And but it's our job to continue to pray. You know, we started praying, what was it, 8 months ago or something, for Donald Trump, that Father, you changed Saul, a man who hated and killed Christians, into Paul, a man who loved you and wrote a good portion of the New Testament. And so Father, we pray for that kind of conversion for the men that you put in charge of this country. And you know, time will tell, obviously, but one thing for sure, there's been an awakening of those that call themselves Christians. Now, Lord willing, they're going to seek out the truth, and we're just going to have an uprising and a revival in this land. But I think we witnessed the start of that. Now it's up to us to not just sit back and say, well, good, we don't have to worry about it anymore. No, because that's what we've done in the past. It's up to us to make the commitment to pray just as fervently right now for what the Lord's given us as we did to get to this point.
And, you know, you're talking about God changing men. It happened in the Bible, but also we see it all the time. I'm so thankful that I'm different than what I used to be. You know, and every day we should try to grow ourselves and get better. And when we got a brother that shares something with us, whether, you know, sometimes it's something to lift up, other times it's a correction. You know, hey, you're doing this wrong. Stop it. You know, this is God's word, and you're going against it. You know, and we need that correction. And, so it's not just, it's something we see around us every day, people changing, God changing men, and working our hearts closer to Him and helping us to be more in His will.
Amen. Jason said it pretty well the other day. He sent me a text, I think it was fairly early on Wednesday morning, and he says, isn't it refreshing to have a president that we can pray for instead of against? Because, you know, and that's the truth, because we know what the Obama nation was. We know, based on, you know, we've been praying, too, that these things in the dark would be, yeah, exactly, these things in the dark would be brought to the light. And if you look, they revealed some things about the Democratic Party, and especially that Podesta, the head of the Democratic Convention for Hillary, that were just, they were so disgusting, you couldn't even imagine it. But see, they play chess and we play checkers. And I think the whole reason that Comey, whatever his name was, came out again and said that we're reopening the investigation for 8 days with 650,000 emails that they found on Uma Abedin's laptop or whatever it was, that in 8 days they went through 650,000 emails. But it took them 8 months to go through 50,000 emails. But anyways, what it did was it made the credibility of the WikiLeaks stuff that was being released, that was actual emails, it destroyed the credibility of that. And in a way, you know, they're brilliant. But guess what? You can't outsmart God. God will not be mocked. And just like I said, He sits, they make their plans, and He sits in the heavens, and He laughs at them. And praise God that He heard the cries of His people. That's what I say.
Well, you look at things that have happened around Hillary time and time again. It's been, you know, she's getting indicted on this, or she's being brought before this, or she's suspected of this. Non-stop. I mean, it goes back even beyond that. It goes back to when Bill Clinton was in office. I mean, you know, I think a lot of people have forgotten Vince Foster and, you know, Clinton Chronicles. You watch the Clinton Chronicles, and I found it, you know, and it's something you can free. It used to be a documentary that used to be fairly expensive to get. It was passed around in our groups, but I'm trying to think, that's been, you know, probably close to 20 years ago. You know, at least 15, 20 years ago, but it is on YouTube now. Nobody's ever seen that. It's, you know, you got an hour and 20 minutes that you want to get educated. It goes through all the different scenarios on how they had all these people that were surrounding the Clintons over the years that were mysteriously committed suicide, you know, and goes into, you know, how this guy, you know, is holding a 44 Magnum and shoots himself straight in the middle of the back of the head with his right arm while his left arm's tied up. I mean, just, you know, stuff that you just, you can't, I mean, you can't even believe that they'd let get out. And, you know, those Clintons, they thought they were bulletproof. They thought they were 10 feet tall and bulletproof, and they thought they could just, they had got away with murder. They got away with murder, you know, who knows how many times. You know, we know that it was, you know, at least 40, and they never thought it'd stop. you know, the whole thing going back to Hillary with the Benghazi deal and, you know, leaking CIA information and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. And I really think that they thought that you know, they had a God complex, and they thought that, oh, yeah, you know, you watch it. When she was accused of stuff, you know, on you know, public TV and stuff, she just laughed at it and just smiled. And it's like, yeah, okay, so what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, remember the MENA, Arkansas connection, too, when they were bringing drugs in from Nicaragua. I mean, that was another whole...
And that was all in that Clinton Chronicles also, yep.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, the conviction that I have is it saddens me, and it kind of makes me sick to my stomach that there were those out there, in large numbers, to be honest with you, that call themselves Christian. They go to church every Sunday. They believe that they're saved. You know, they believe that they have salvation in the Lord. And then they would vote for a woman who basically is the daughter of Satan. And you know, we've been praying too that no, you know, what I've seen is that God no longer will tolerate churches of Laodicea. There are churches that are dropping like flies because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is just leaving the churches. They don't, you know, if they're not going to preach the truth, if they're going to put man's laws over God's laws, then God's just going to leave them. But also those that were lukewarm, those that, oh, that you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. They're all over. And I think if you voted for Clinton, and you know, and then God revealed all of these things. That's what that WikiLeaks is all about. He revealed all of these things so that the things in the dark would be brought to the light. And he said, here, I am showing you what this woman is. Now, granted, Trump's no saint by any means, but when you look at what she is and you look at the history of the Clintons, just like you said, and then you're willing to vote for that, choose ye this day who you shall serve. If you did that, you chose Baal. That's the bottom line. And I'll tell you what, something, you better repent of it, and you better do it quick.
Well, you know, the rest of it aside, you can make excuses for different things and take up far and say things. But when it comes out of her mouth, the stance she has on abortion.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one thing right there, if you can, with a conscience, say that you agree with somebody that says it's all right to terminate a pregnancy up to 36 weeks, there's something wrong. I mean, that makes me angry every time I think about it. Just the fact that somebody that's not a person, I don't believe she is a person, just that's just free, but have that sense and have so many people that will go along with her and agree with it. It's just unimaginable.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it just, you know, I mean, it shows you that it's interesting when you look at people, you know, so often, I mean, you got two different, you got different people and different things, and people, they want to vote for what is going to benefit them the most. You know, what's going to put more money in their pocket? How are they going to feel more secure? How are they going to feel better about themselves? This or that, you know, that's their general vote. And it was interesting this year, one of the things that I think changed, and I think it was an answer to prayer, was as I talked to a lot of people, I was down in a cafe just down here locally one morning, and they were talking, and there was a lot of people talking in there, and they said, you know, normally I would have voted for, you know, a Republican or a Democrat, because, you know, I mean, it's like I always think that the economy is better with the Democrat. It's, you know, historically what blah 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 blah. And they said, but our country is in such a bad shape. They said that, you know, I think this was the person. Trump was the person to vote for to get our country back on track. And it was, I mean, it was like there was people that weren't just worried about them and what it was going to do to their pension or what it was going to do to their, you know, their pocketbook. You know, even the local unions here in town, they were pushing. They told this was it? I can't remember. It was the Burlington Northern union for the trains, that they made them go out and they had to campaign so many hours. They were required to campaign so many hours. They were told that they had to campaign for Hillary, that if they could lose their job if they campaigned or voted for anybody else. And they came into their offices and told them that they had ways of finding out who they voted for, so they better, if they want to keep their jobs, they got to vote Democratic.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see, there's a company called Grubhub, I guess, that the CEO, which apparently they deliver food to your house or something, I don't know, but apparently the CEO had gone on social media and written a letter to all the employees that said, if you voted for Trump, then you need to send your resignation letter. And once that news got out, the stock dropped, I think, like 10% yesterday. And, you know, here's the thing, too. Ever since, you can see a change in the people, because when Target came out and said that they didn't care, you can use whatever bathroom you choose, you know, regarding the transgender garbage that was going around. I know a lot of people who will not set foot in Target. And if you look at their stocks, too, continuously from that point, that company has lost value.
Yep.
And the CEO and all of the high-up representatives have just said, oh, it's got nothing to do with that. It's got nothing to do with that. Well, I got news for you. We just proved that there's still a majority of God-fearing people, maybe misunderstood, maybe they don't understand everything that we do, but they understand good and evil, and they understood that evil was knocking on the door, and they were awakened. And then, like I say, I still stand by, don't know where it's going to go, but right now, there's a revival that's beginning, and it will spread like a wildfire if we continue to pray fervently like we prayed for the Lord to hear us this time.
Exactly.
But we have to stand together, and when these companies come out and do these kind of things,
we got
to
say no.
We have to just, yeah, absolutely. No matter what, even if it's the only place that you can get whatever it is that you think you need, that's it. Otherwise, we're no different. We're just whoring ourselves.
Everybody's got to do their part. Physically, and then physically as well. I mean, I'm one person that, like, we used to shop at Target. We really liked the store, but I hadn't set foot in their sink, and I don't plan on it. And I have a lot of friends that are the same way. You know, they're not making a big deal out of it anymore, unless they're asked. But just like that old song, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
There's a line there.
But, you know, it goes back to the when the Saxon began to hate. And you can only push God's people so far. And then all of a sudden, guess what? They're going to wake up. And when they wake up, they're going to wake up with a vengeance to return back to God. And that's what my prayer is that his people, who are called by his name, would have that vengeance to do what it takes to return to God and to return this nation to a Christian nation. You know, I had an opportunity to call in on the local radio station this week too, and I basically said that. I said, there's other countries. If you want a banana republic, you can move. If you want a socialist country, you can move. If you want a communist country, you can move. But this will, once again, be a Christian nation. Click. But I did have a lot of people text me and say, yeah, I heard you on the radio. And, you know, it takes so little. That's what Dad said. It takes so little. These pastors one night. He was listening and that just spouting profanity and immorality, and all he did was call the station manager and says, "Are you aware of what's going on out there?" And he wasn't aware. And when he was aware, he went out and he put a stop to it, and that was it. I think I remember he lost, that guy lost his program. So it takes so little. Why do we just take it? Let's just stand up and fight for what we believe.
Yeah.
And I always liked that song, Stout Hearted Men.
Yeah.
When you get that first guy that stands up there, that's the hardest stand to take. But it's easier for the next guy to stand beside him and the next two to stand beside them. And before you know it, just because you stepped out there and you took that hard stand, you've got an army there standing with you to believe the same thing as you did, but maybe they didn't have a relationship with God or whatever the reason may be that they wouldn't take that first hard stand, you know.
Yeah, start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon show you 10,000 more.
But that's why the media spends so much time, puts so much effort into trying to make us believe that, you know, we are the minority, that there's nobody else out there that thinks the way that we do. That's the idea of trying to beat us down the way they do so that they can exclude you and neutralize you.
Yeah. But a lot of that came out of this election, too, is not only did the Democrats take a beating, but the Republicans took a beating. Because very few, just a couple of them, actually could see some light in Trump. And a lot of them were just never Trump. And I think that's significant as well, is think of, apparently the numbers, almost 300 electoral votes, substantially crushed what Mitt Romney was able to get, what John McCain was able to get, and what even George Bush, when he won the last time, when he lost, I don't know. But anyways, there was an uprising of white Christian America. That's the bottom line. Who said, we're not going to take it anymore. Just like the perfect song you played, Jason. Absolutely.
What you said about rigging the election, we have parishes here in Louisiana instead of counties, but say the next parish over, whenever the poll watchers came to the polls and they were opening up that morning, when they turned on the voting machine, they already had Democratic votes passed. And a number of them, and they called in to the Commission of Elections. And, I mean, there's videos out there. There's people that videoed the whole thing, the phone calls going. It's on the internet, but they had to call in and get the Commission of Elections to come out there and reset the machines and all. And they tried to play it off, but I wonder how many other places that happened where it wasn't caught.
That's what I'm saying. See, they thought that there was no way in the physical realm that they could lose. But remember what our God told us. He can change a curse into a blessing. And that's what he did. I think the more that they cheated, the more that God changed it into a blessing. That's what I think.
Well, and when you talk about it, we've seen it time and time again, that God doesn't get any glory out of a fair fight. You know, whenever it's...
that's a good point.
300 against 300. You know, he's more like a 300 against 30,000. Or 300,000.
Yep, exactly.
They put Trump as such an underdog. You know, it was just almost impossible for him to win. And that's a perfect setup for God.
Well, what he exposed was, too, that he exposed a lot of the media, too, the corruption in the media. And there's people that are second guessing that as well, you know. But I think something we need to be aware of, though, is another thing we witnessed on Tuesday night, though, was the beginning of the fall of Babylon. Because when you don't have one of the good old boys in there, when you don't have one of the elite, you kind of lose the tools that you had to play the shell game, and you lose the tools that you had to pull the rabbits out of your hat. And $21 trillion is coming home to roost. So I would buckle up for that.
Yeah, and, you know, as you mentioned with the media, so much happened. The media was so crooked and so biased on Hillary's side, and there were so many things that came to light. A lot of people that didn't see the media for the monster that it is have seen it. Their eyes have been opened, the scales have been removed. I don't believe they're going to weigh in as much weight on the media's opinion as they would have before all this.
Yeah, they did that time and time again, and I heard that, you know, even that night when they were, you know, supposedly counting the votes and they were going to have it, you know, announced by, I don't know what it was, midnight or 2 o'clock, that there was a lot of them that would never even announce it. They finally just shut it down and said, okay, well, we'll be back here tomorrow. They didn't want to come out and say either way that and announce a winner, and they never did even that night. So, yeah, it's exciting times. Well, it is Saturday morning. I keep wanting to say Friday morning for some reason, but it is Saturday morning. It seems like I lost a day this week. Phone number to call in this morning. If you've got a comment, we'd like to hear it. 970-224-4203, 970-224-4203. And the phone lines are open.
Bet.
What's that?
You can bet we're going to get comments. You can bet we're going to get comments. I mean, and that's fine. You know, everybody has a decision to make. As of right now, what I witnessed was hope against hope, and I'm going to continue to pray in that direction. My God is greater than everything else that's against me.
Yep. Well, and, you know, I mean, I've been thinking, and it's one of those times that we need to just, I think that, like you said, things are changing. Uprisings, breaking downs of things, you know, we don't know what's next. You know, I think the thing to remember is, well, I know the thing to remember is, you know, greater are the forces that are for us than the forces that are against
Absolutely.
Us. And make sure that your heart and your life is right with God. If there's things in your life that shouldn't be there, repent of them, turn away from them, make a change, try to change. You know, and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you and your family. I mean, we are living in, you know, we are living in wicked times. There is deceiving and deception going on all around us on all different fronts. You know, we've been seeing it. Just you can't hardly look anywhere without seeing it. You know, and
yep.
We're living in wicked times, and there is wicked people out there. You got to make sure that you keep your family protected, that you keep them protected with prayer. You know, keep your house protected. And, you know, it's those times. And, you know, these are serious times. These are exciting times, yes, but it's serious times. And, you know, don't ever rest on a victory.
No.
Last night I got riding the tractor, and that's a good time to think about things. And I was reflecting on decisions and the decisions that have been made in this country. And I was thinking about the debates that are popular among our people, you know, homeschool, public school, diet, politics. And it just came to me. You know, there are some things that are too important to take a man's advice on. There are some things that you just need to take straight to God and hear from Him, because that's the only place that you're going to have a true word. And that's the only place I can get a piece of that from when I pray about the Lord's Day. If I ask you something, Jason, I'm going to take that into consideration, but that's not the gospel.
Right.
And I just want to make that statement that there are things that are too important to listen to man about. You know, we need to pray and we need to be Holy Spirit led, because there are different fights that different people are meant to fight. And if if there's a something that, that I'm supposed to stand against, and I take your opinion on it and take it as my own, instead of seeking God's will and the Word, I won't be in the right place at the right time to do what I need to do to be that effective member of the body. And also, it can open up, just what you said, it can open up your family to attack as well.
Well, and I thought about a lot about the scripture of Jeremiah 17:5. It says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." And, you know, I mean, now's the time that, you know, I just don't want to see people doing that either.
No. And that's, I hope that's not the example that we're referencing.
No, I just don't want, I don't want to by any means. That's why, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure that's probably what some people think, but, you know, the reality is, before Branson, what did we pray? We prayed that the Lord would send angels, and that he would go through, and that he would cleanse any spirit that is not of him, and that he would station guardian angels, warring angels, at the gate, and that none would enter as we come together with the true Christian followers of Jesus Christ, that none would be able to infiltrate. Now, we did have some, and that was my fault, because you had to register. And if you have to register and then you approve the registration, you give them the key to get through that gate. That's why we have to be so careful about what we're doing. That's why we have to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit says, no, they're not to be there, you don't try to think of, well, why? Or what can I do? There's got to be a way that I can get them there, you know, because you're afraid to do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. That's not how it works. If you want to hear and continue to hear from the Holy Spirit, when you hear, you do it. That's it, period. You don't worry about the details. You don't worry about the consequences. You do it. And I think that's...
Yes, sir.
The Bible's clear, too, that he's given us charge over myriads and myriads of angels. I think we've missed that. I don't think we've used those angels. I mean, at some point we have, but, I mean, if there's somebody we're trying to reach, why don't we just call for the Lord Jesus Christ to send some ministering angels to them, to soften their heart, so that they can see the truth, so that they can understand that they need to be baptized for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what the power of God is, and that's what we're just starting to scratch the surface of. When that demonic forces of hell leave the devil's city, why don't we send myriads and myriads of warring angels to go through every nook and cranny of that whole capital, the government, and have it cleansed of any spirits that aren't of the Lord? And then guess what? He's got enough angels to set warring angels all around that whole thing that no evil can penetrate. Do you believe that? I believe that. Huh?
Absolutely.
So let's do it.
Hey, you are leader. Let's do it.
We need a government that rests upon Jesus Christ. That's what we want. We want a godly government. We don't want any decision made that does not glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Is it going to happen overnight? Probably not. Could it? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But regardless, we need to have the faith and the fortitude to stay there and keep praying and praying, believing.
Yep.
And listening.
But one thing for sure, it is never going to happen if we don't pray. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, there'll be those that won't see what we're talking about, and those that'll fall away, and that's okay, because that's just the way it is. But we're going forward in truth and spirit. We're going forward in the truth of the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And when those two things come together, that's the true power of God, and that's the victory. And that's the ultimate goal. That's when we do things greater than the Lord Jesus Christ did, just as his word said. That's when you'll see miracles. Not that we haven't seen miracles now. We have seen miracles. But that's when we'll see them. And that's how the gospel of Jesus Christ spread the first time, right? It was through the miracle.
Well, and it's our responsibility to do our part to have that activated. And certainly since through the Obama presidency, I've heard more people cry out in anguish and despair and distraught, you know, and heard more prayer than I have before. And thankfully, the Lord has heard our prayer. And, when you lift up prayer and you pray believing and you get an answer, that's your answer. And be thankful for it. And like you said, it doesn't mean that it's time to quit praying or we got it leaked. No, that's not. But it's a step in the right direction. And
amen.
And that's what I believe. That's what I believe where we are.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word says that you've given us charge over myriads and myriads of angels. Father, forgive us for not using that gift that you've given us, and thank you for revealing it to us. So, Father, we do pray, Lord, as the demonic forces of hell are vacated from the devil's city, Lord, that you would send your warring angels and that they would go through every nook and cranny of this government, Lord, and that they would remove any spirit that is not of you. And Father, we pray that you would just cleanse it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over this government to serve your people, the Christian people. And Father, we claim this nation once again to the service of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, any way you see fit, Lord. But we just ask that you would station your warring angels around devil's city, and Lord, that we claim it back for you, for Jesus Christ. Father, man is not perfect. None of us are. Only you were. So Father, work in the hearts of these men. Convict them. Bring them to the truth. Father, my prayer is that you would convict the new president to understand the importance of immersion baptism, Father, that he would go into that watery grave, and that all that he's done would be washed away, and that he would be born again of the water and the Spirit. And then that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, would reside in him, and he would rule and govern with you, ruling and governing his life. That's our prayer. You could say it's crazy, and I don't care, because our Lord says that there's nothing that he can't do, and he says we have not because we ask not. So, Father, we do ask. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to grant us grace and mercy, that you would continue to open the doors that need to be opened and slam the doors that need to be slammed. And Father, that you would just let those that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, those that come only to steal, to kill and destroy the majority of that Democratic Party, Father, bring those that can to repent. But those that can't, we thank you that you're hearing our prayer, Lord. We want them off of this land, JERUSALEM, America, the land of milk and honey that you blessed, most blessed nation in the history of the world. We want them off this land or under it. Let them make their decision, but let that decision be made in Jesus' name.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask that you deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil and the power of the dog and all the forces that come against us, Father. We recognize that we are living in exciting times, and we just come before you and we seek you first in our lives and, Father, in our nation. And, Father, we ask, Father, that you just go through this land, Father, that you make this a just land once again. Father, that you do a mighty work in this land, Father, that you just bring this land back into accord, Father, with you, Father, that you allow this land to flow with truth and righteousness and justice, and for people to serve you and worship you and fear you first, Father. Fear you more than anything on the face of the earth, Father. And we just pray, Father, that people come back and that they humble themselves and they seek your face and they turn from their wicked ways and they just cry out to you and they continue to do that and they make that a goal for their life, Father. We pray for that. We desire it, Father. We desire for revival in this land. We pray for our people to know who they are, Father, that they know their lineage, that they know their history, that they know where they came from, Father, that they know that was taken from them, everything that's been taken from them over the years, that you give us back the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding that's been taken from them, that you give it back the wealth that's been taken from them, Father. We pray that you just do these things in Jesus Christ's name.
Father, I believe that we're in the time of Nehemiah and Ezra. And Lord, we're just at the start of that. So, Father, I pray that you would guide and direct us in the steps, Lord, one step at a time, as we claim this country back. Father, as we remove all of these abominations, Father, that we remove all of these abhorrent judges that have ruled against your people. Father, we stand on your promises. We are coming to complete obedience, Lord, whatever that takes. And your word is true, and we're witnessing it, that when we do come to that place of complete obedience, you will punish the disobedience of those that hate you and hate your people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your grace and mercy, and thank you for your patience.
Well, gentlemen, we are just about out of time. Do you have any closing thoughts? We've got about 2 minutes left here.
Keep praying. God save America again. We're definitely putting the mighty weapon out. Jason's inserting that throughout the programs in the day. This is still war. We've been granted, in my opinion, a second chance. So I would just say, please do not fall asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel.
And Josh.
Well, and if anyone disagrees, Josh, if they want to disagree about it, well, that's fine. Pray for your prayer filter. Pray that our government will be clean from the top to the bottom of any of those that aren't here. You know, there's ways to go about that. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. If they're not us, I don't want them.
Absolutely.
And we can come in agreement as that and pray in such a way that we do move God's hand and we pray correctly, because we don't always know what the best outcome is, but he does.
Yep. Form a new party, the followers of Jesus Christ.
When you get a word, like what John said, when the Holy Spirit tells you something, the correct answer is yes, sir. Don't fight it. You got to make use of the reason to make it something different.
Amen. Well, folks, we are out of time. Remember to join us tomorrow for church at the LaPorte Church of Christ. Tune in. Or you can go to scripturesforamerica.org and watch the live video streaming, watch the live audio streaming there. Also, and we'll be back there tomorrow, 10 o'clock Mountain Time. Remember, you can email me, jason@sfaw.org. Have a good day, folks.
We have a free gift to give you of tremendous value, a gift that can change your life and open your eyes to the inside of world events and the present happenings in America. Listen on. You're listening to the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, heard worldwide 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on satellite, at the website www.scripturesforamerica.org, and on radio. This tremendous outreach is made possible by the prayers and financial support of the faithful. If this includes you, we would like to send you this special gift of a 90-minute DVD entitled Roots, From Abraham to America. It's a part trailblazing TV program with Pastor Peters and fearless famed historian and archaeologist E. Raymond Capps, bringing history and a key to the kingdom, truth, that is purposely and maliciously being kept from you and your children. Truths concerning the biblical roots of the white people who settled America. In the 1960s, the question asked by a troubled generation of Caucasian children was, "Who am I?" This DVD gives the answer, back with proofs, archaeological evidence, and maps you can get nowhere else. Get this free gift by writing to Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. Ask for the Roots DVD. It's our way of saying thank you to those of you who support this Scriptures for America worldwide broadcasting network. Get it while you can, this free, life-changing, eye-opening, mystery-solving DVD, Roots, From Abraham to America. You have nothing to lose and only truth to gain.